Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I had a friend say to me once, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. I think she might have been joking, but there was some truth in that in terms of how she operated, because whenever she did something, she did it with perfection. It does raise the question, how much is enough? And this question lands with us, each of us differently, because some of us, we can never do enough. That's my personal favorite. For some of us, we can never have enough in savings to feel safe. Some of us can't get that document perfect enough before we can submit it. I remember a friend of mine who used to work at a high-tech company where they had a very good compensation system. And he was talking to a colleague, and his colleague said, well, I'd love to retire, but I don't have enough yet. I only have several million dollars. And until I have 10 or more million, then I'll feel like I've got enough. Many of us don't deal with that many zeros, but it raises the question, how much is enough? For my friend at that high-tech company, when he heard that, he thought, okay, it can be a never-ending journey of acquisition, so he left. For some folks, they can never do enough for others, even at the expense of their own health. I've known some folks who give so much that they make themselves sick. Or a family member who can never have enough food stored. I'm sure it ties to the roots of growing up in the Depression era. For each of us, it's worth asking that question. How much is enough? Adventure, safety, money, whatever it is. Dr. Brené Brown puts it this way. The counterpoint of living in scarcity is not abundance. In fact, I think abundance and scarcity are two sides of the same coin. The opposite of never enough isn't abundance or more than you could ever imagine. The opposite of scarcity is enough, or what I call wholeheartedness. And what Dr. Brené Brown means by wholeheartedness, which is engaging in our lives from a place of worthiness, accepting our imperfections, and willing to be vulnerable. When I thought about her work, I thought, yeah, you know, underneath a lot of can I ever be enough, do enough, is this inherent fear. Am I worth it? Am I enough? And a vulnerability. When I think about the enough, can I have enough savings? Can I do enough? Can I perfect my paper enough? Can I have enough food in the pantry? We're trying to stem off the vulnerability we experience. A number of years ago, I heard a talk by Martin Prechtel, a Mayan shaman, and he said in North America, or in the States at least, one of the issues we have is the material objects we have in our life don't have a story. They don't have meaning. So we acquire to try to fill some part of ourselves. He said in his village, when he has a drum, he knows which animal contributed the skin and which tree contributed the wood. Everything has a story. Dr. Brown says for us to move through the scarcity culture, it will require us to own our vulnerability and to have the courage to engage in the world from a place of worthiness. Dr. Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning and a Holocaust survivor, showed from his own tragic journey through the Holocaust that by having meaning, by having purpose, we can endure a lot. So that's one of the antidotes, is knowing what is it that matters most. How do I want to use my life force and towards what end? And I think this question of enough is really showing up in our culture now with the emphasis on tiny houses and the popularity of books on decluttering. It manifests in each of us in different ways, but it's worth asking, how much is enough? Because when we pause, we might realize everything we need to be happy, we already have.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.